Welcome to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground, a place to get into the word so the word of God can get into you. This is where your repentance starts, where your revival begins. And who am I? I'm just the voice of one calling out in the wilderness of the world, saying, repent. Yeah, I know the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the underground. Yo, Anthony, blow that for me. That's that chauffeur my boy Ant doing for me. If y'all know about that, that's a very particular instrument. Before the army went into the camp, they would always blow that chauffeur to let them know it was time to go to war. It was time to go to battle. So I had got a video the other night and I seen him in and I say, man, that mug though, love the way he did that, man. That's a great instrument to have for your family and just for your people. You know what I mean? Hey, do me a favor. Let me know if y'all hear me good. It sound low where I'm coming from. It sound like I'm low, but y'all hear me great? Okay, cool. That's all I need to know. I hope y'all having a good week. Hope everybody having a good week and everybody woke up this morning and told God thank you. Hope y'all didn't forget to thank God. You know, if you haven't, gone ahead and do it right now. I'll give you a couple of seconds to do it before God hits you in your chest. So go ahead and give him praise. Give him praise. I had an interesting day today at work. One of my clients, they had a very terrible outbreak, you know, so they was tripping and all those type of things and screaming, and we had to take them outside so they can calm down and things like that. So I'm very excited to be up in here just to talk about the word of God and share some things with y'all. So sit back and relax. This ain't no democracy. I got that from a Rush Hour. But yeah, just sit back and chill. I hope y'all get the word. You know, this is a time where you can let the word wash over you, shower you, and get it into your heart. I really love it when it's a very intimate audience. I really do. Because we can just chop it up. You know, we can just chop it up and see what God's saying in the word. Shout out to Castle Ministries for their wonderful ministry that they got going on in San Antonio. And they doing a lot of things out there in San Antonio, man. Y'all look out for that, for real, for real. Again, y'all post that in the chat, post our ministry, post the upcoming events, keep letting people know about what's going on in San Antonio. A mighty move of God is happening right now. And yeah, it's going down, for real, for real. So we gonna be up in Genesis chapter 4. We're gonna be in Genesis chapter 4. Those who are coming in, welcome to the underground. I appreciate y'all coming. Who am I? I'm just a voice. And just come on in, sit back, relax, and let's listen to this word. Let's get fed. But before I do get started, I do want to share a couple of messages with y'all before we go to Genesis chapter 4, a couple of scriptures. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 20, this was Uncle Solomon preaching. This was Uncle Solomon writing. It says, surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. So that's for everybody who's looking for the perfect man. There you go. There you go. Let me say that again. If you're looking for the perfect man of your dreams, let me go ahead and bust that bubble real quick, because that's what I'm in the business of doing, popping bubbles. I like to do it for, I have a needle right now the size of, it's so long that I'm here to pop a lot of bubbles tonight, not because I'm mean, but because the very foundation of walking with God, my brothers and sisters, is to be in reality. Okay? Being in reality. I'm here to get you guys to start in your own reality TV show. That's what I want to do tonight. I'm going to get you guys signed up for your own reality TV show. And guess who's going to be the cameraman? The Holy Spirit. He's going to watch y'all throughout y'all reality TV shows. And it's going to be number one. So surely there's not a righteous man on earth. We can, when we put man, we can go ahead and put woman there too. We can go ahead and say there's not a righteous man or woman on earth who does good and never sins. So let's not be surprised. Let's not be surprised sometimes. Let's not get people with the, oh my God, I can't believe it. What you mean? There's not a righteous person here on earth. It talks about this in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. This is the foundation of our walk. This is not condemning ourselves. This is not to try to make us feel less than or woe is me. We need to come to this understanding so we can understand who is the righteous one. That's why we need to get an understanding of this. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, for all, that goes for all racial groups, that goes for all economic people, that goes for all pretty people, that goes for all, you know, not too attractive people in this world, according to the standards of this world, that goes for them too. That goes for people who don't have jobs, that goes for people who have jobs, that goes for people who have their master's degree. And their doctrine, and they have all these letters before their name. I want you to know they have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Okay? I don't care how many followers they got. They have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I don't care how much money they got. They have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Okay? They can be so pretty that the angels, when the angels came down from heaven, that's who they was coming down for, because they were so pretty. They have fallen short of the glory of God. They can be so handsome, tall, whatever you want to call it. They have fallen short of the glory of God. Never, my brothers and sisters, put a man or a woman on a pedestal and expect them to be this knight in shining armor for you. Don't put so much expectations on man. Okay? Because it will always fail you. It's just what it is. It's just in our DNA. It's not that people want to do wrong or trying to do wrong by you. It's in our DNA. How do I know that? In Romans chapter 3 and verse 10 and 12, I'm just giving y'all some Bible right now. And then we go get into the story. But right now, I like to lay the foundation with Bible so we can understand where this wisdom or this conversation that I'm having with you guys tonight, where it's coming from. It's coming from the word of God. It's coming from the character of God. It's coming from the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. That's where it's coming from. It says, as it is written. Now, when we see that in the Bible, understand that means it's solid. It's been written by the finger of God. None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. Let me go ahead and pop someone bubble. When we say that we're on fire for God, just to give you an understanding, it's because he gave you some of his fire. He gave it to you. He gave you the desire to even seek him. We can't naturally have this desire to want to seek God. It's not in us like that. That's why he's telling us that no one seeks for God. That's a tough thing for people to understand. But again, I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad. I'm telling you this because this gets you to the foundation of a reverence from God. See, the reason why a lot of people sometimes don't feel like they need God or need to reverence him like that,
Or they can go a couple of days, weeks, months, years without him because in reality, in their own mind, they think they're good. That's why they do that. But see, when you have an understanding that God, I ain't good, that's what make you seek him. When you have a deep understanding of how wretched you are, when you have a deep understanding that, hey, I can be in a prison cell in a matter of seconds. It's like that. Yeah, it can be like that. Just like that. I told you, I go to the prisons Tuesdays, and you know, every once Saturday I go to different ones. Man, you talking to 17, 18, 19-year-olds. Guess how much time they be having? 50, 60 years. Met an 18-year-old not too long ago. 70 years. 70 years at 18. Imagine that. Imagine that. See, that's somebody who look that in the moment, that's that nature that we have. That's that nature we have. It says all have turned aside. All have turned aside. I don't care what title they got in front of their name. I don't care if they're a bishop. I don't care if they're a pastor. I don't care if they're in a choir. I don't care if they're an usher and got that white glove on. I don't care. They have turned aside too. I don't care if they're the first lady. I don't care if they're a preacher's kid. They have all turned aside. That's what the word is telling us. See, right there, this helps us from putting people on a pedestal. And see, when we don't put people on a pedestal, when they fall from grace, like God tells us that all is going to fall short, we're not condemning them or judging them and saying, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What do you mean? I have told me and God have had personal conversations, and I told him everybody that the world is counseling, I'm going to start sticking up for them. Everyone that's getting counseled and people hate them and everybody want them to go to jail for 150 years and everybody want them to throw them up under the jail and they should be on death row. Anybody that the world is hating, I told God, I'm going to start praying for them and I'm going to start sticking up for them in the spirit. Because that is what we are here to do. Call people to redemption. Everyone needs redemption. And see, there are certain things that you may see on TV, and you can cast judgment from your living room, but you're not in a situation that your world is on a platform like that. You're not, I'm finna hit somebody in their chest real quick. This is not, if it don't apply, let it fly. You're not in a situation that people don't even care like that. See, you can get caught doing stuff and people just be like, oh, they don't even care. There's a let me say something that's gonna be unpopular. You know, all this stuff coming out with these people and all these stories of just freaky stuff. We'll just put it like that, right? I'm not gonna say no names because there's plenty of these stories that are coming out. Let me say this to some people out there who's listening, and you may not be on here, but you may be listening to this in the future. You just haven't had the opportunity to get freaky. That's why you haven't got caught. See, the devil haven't sent you nothing to get freaky with. See, I see a lot of people casting judgment like, oh my, but see, you haven't had no temptations to be freaky. Ain't nobody really, oh, this go hurt, but ain't nobody really checking for you like that to get freaky with. Only thing you've been freaky with is your hand or your toys. So it's easy for you to cast your little judgment from your basement or your little closet that you in, or from your bed with your Jergens by your bed and all your tiles messed up. But it's easy for you to cast judgment. But I would want to know, what if God was to just pull the covers from your life? What if God was to expose your thoughts? What if God was to expose your DMs? What if God was to expose your Google searches? Just put it out there. Just put it out there so everybody on Yahoo, YouTube, Twitter can see it. How would you feel? Now you say, so what you saying, these people can should get off easy? Absolutely not. We got to understand, the moment it's out there like that, that's judgment in itself. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. A lot of us just, we just hide in the shadow of God. He covering us. See, but anybody can get got. Let me talk to my gangsters out there real quick. Because I know y'all, you know how to move out here in these streets. And y'all know how to keep it gutter. But anybody can get got, my dog. Yeah. Say, player, anybody can get got. You can have the FBI around you. You can have top security around you. You can have the Secret Service around you. And you can still get got once God removes his hand of mercy from your life. Do you hear me? Anybody can get got. Once God removes his hand of protection from your life, it's over with. I don't care what you can. Man, now you tripping. I got my steppers with me. If God remove his hand from your life, you go get God, and them steppers next to you go get God too, player. That goes for you Bloods. That goes for you Crips. That goes for you Dimes. That goes for you BDs. That goes for you GDs. That goes for you Mexican Mafias. That goes for all you Mexican gangs, you black gangs, white gangs, all of you. Are you in prison? Anybody who think they a real stepper, let me tell you something. If God remove his hand from your life, you can get God. Put a period at the end of that too. So yeah, you know, we might want to just be real calm about some certain things. When you know, when people want to talk about certain things and all that, you know, I try to stay out of certain things. I don't like my mouth to speak on nobody, to be honest with you, because I'm kind of scared. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm kind of nervous. Yeah, can I ask y'all a personal question? Ain't there some things, go ahead and just think about your life. Ain't there some things that you just like, God, don't let nobody find out about that. Yeah. That's just between me and you, God. Don't, can you keep that under wraps? Especially if you put me out there on the front. Especially if you have me on, you know, on YouTube preaching, and you start putting me out there, my ministry start blowing up, or people start knowing my name. I hope them things I did when I was backslide don't come back to slide me in the mouth. Yeah, you forgot about your backsliding days, didn't you? Yeah, I'm just here to remind you. That's all. That's all. I'm just here to knock you down a couple of inches from your like high horse. Again, I may not be talking to nobody up in here, you know. I may be talking to somebody who up in China right now. I may be talking to somebody who up in them prison. Yeah, I may be talking to somebody who's sitting up in the hospital bed right now. You can get got. Yeah, you can get got. So, check this out, though. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4. Y'all good? Y'all already know what it is, man. We come with it. Yeah, we come with it. And I don't be like I say, I be examining certain things up under the sun while I'm just sitting up under the sun while I'm living in this world going on eternity. And I just be like, man, like I think people be forgetting that they got dirt. Like you got some dirt on you too. You got some dirt on you too, man. And if you're not in a position to really give sound advice, and if you're not in a position to really give advice or be a light. Now, when I say you got to be a light to people, that means they can look, follow your life to the light. I'm not talking about you cutting on the light or having a light for somebody. Your life is a light. Hey, just go ahead and say I pray for you. Just say I pray for you. Because see those words that you're speaking, you better be careful what you say to me. Sparkle told us that. Hey, Genesis chapter 4. Let's talk about your boy Cain. Now, I don't know why God had told me when I was reading this particular time. He told me, I want you to see it from Cain's point of view. Because every time we read about Cain, it's basically just like, don't be like Cain. Don't be like Cain. But every single character that's in this Bible, my brothers and sisters, we all have a little bit of them in us if we really pay attention to it. Or we all can become them in a blink of an eye. I know you may think you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guarantee you, when if we talk about Jezebel, particularly every single woman, especially in the church, they're gonna be like, oh, I ain't no Jezebel. But you may got a hint of Jezebel in you. Us guys, we may Ahab, one of the most wicked king guys said, we may think, man, nah, I ain't nothing like Ahab, but we can become Ahab, or we may have some Ahab in us right now. You see what I'm saying? So let me tell y'all one of the things that has given me favor over my life, and I pray somebody may take this and go ahead and let it bless you. I always see the good in somebody. I always try to find the good in somebody. I don't care how much people say they hate them. I don't care how much people are against them. When you meet that person or when you talk about that person, there's some good that's in them. We all have like a DNA, a seed of God in us. So I'm telling you, that's how you get favor from people. That's how you get favor from just the world, man. You always trying to find good in people. And that's why I want to hear talk about with Cain. And so when we read the story, we already know about his daddy and his mama. So off top, we got to understand who Cain is coming from. His mama and his daddy are they done messed up the whole world. His mama and daddy has messed up the whole world. They have been rejected, kicked out of the Garden of Eden by God. That's this man's mama and daddy. And they go forever be known as that. That's who Cain coming from. Then you got to understand, this is the first child. The very first child that entered this world was Cain. Talk about being set apart. Talk about being the first at something. This your boy Cain. This is how he entered in the world. Now, It says in verse 4, we just go read the story and we go see what God say. It says, now Adam had sexual relationship with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant. Let's go ahead and talk to some people who out there thinking about it or trying to asking God to about a baby. Hey, let me give you the most easiest solution to having a baby according to God's word. Hey, you got to get busy with your wife. All right. Y'all getting too deep and spiritual about this type of stuff. Read the word of God. It'll show you all they did is they ran up into their wife and she got pregnant. I'm telling y'all, stop making this thing so complicated than what it is. Some of y'all listening to these doctors more, or y'all listening to YouTube more, or y'all listening to, I don't know what y'all be listening to sometimes. Hey, God said, look, they had relations and she got pregnant. Start just trusting God. But, you know, pray about it and say, God, I want to have a baby. And there you go. You know, and then when they had, you know, I ain't going to go all up because people going to get all in their feelings. But, you know, it didn't say nothing about them going on 50 dates and they had to go here and take a trip there and go there and take pictures and do all that. Man, they ran up in it and she got pregnant, had a baby. Bam, there you go. No baby showers, none of all that. They was just pregnant. Nowadays, we got to do it. Everybody that believe, let me say, what do I do? We got to do it up. But hey, they was just simple, and it was simple and easy. Boom, there you go. So I'm talking to those out there. You may be struggling. You may be in fear. You may be scared. This may be your first time trying. You may be feeling like you old, you wrinkled, you saggy, whatever you may feel. But all I'm telling you is what I told my wife too. Hey, read every story that God just boop, popped the baby in somebody's belly, just like that. You see what I'm saying? That's all y'all. Yeah, you got to get busy. I don't know how else to say that. That's what you got to do. That's the goal to getting pregnant. Y'all sitting up here going into y'all prayer closets for 30 days and only had sex one day out of the month. What's that about? Some of you, I be hearing these crazy stories. Some of you women, y'all don't want to sleep with your husband. Husbands, you don't know what's going on with your. What's going on? Y'all need to pray about that and get busy. This ain't what some of y'all got married for? Y'all was burning and y'all wanted to have sex. Let's be real. Some of y'all got married because of that. And then when you get married, you want to stop and do all y'all, man, y'all backwards. Some of y'all be backwards with this stuff, man, and making things so complicated and so, you know, making us look weird over here in the kingdom. Ain't nobody, we ain't weird over here. Now you go to the hood and you'll see little Kiki. She can get babies. She be just popping out babies like nonstop. She got about six baby daddies. Where's your faith? And I'm here to tell you, wives, faith without works, faith without works, wives, faith without works is dead. You're going to have to put in some work. Husbands, faith without works is dead. That's just verse one. But you know, man, come on, man. I get so I need my brothers and sisters in the spirit of God to be able. Hey, come on. People worried about the election, people worried about gas, people worried about the economy, people worried about that. Then when it comes to the things of God, we worried about that too. When you go get some peace. I say peace be still. But anyways, let's keep going. So check this out. So when she gave birth to Cain, there go your boy Cain. He came up into the world, right? And it says, with the Lord's help,
I have produced a man. Let me talk to the parents real quick. And my single moms out there. Because I like when she said this. She says, with the Lord's help, I have produced a what? A man. If you're a single mom out there, hey, you're going to need the Lord's help, God's guidance and wisdom in order to raise that young boy to be a man. You're going to have to raise him to be a man. We got too many emotional, unstable boys out here right now. To my single moms out there, I'm very sorry, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, that it didn't work out with your the person you wanted to sleep with and all those type of things, and it didn't work out the way you planned it. I'm very sorry about that. Really am. I really apologize because I know how hard it can be. But I'm here to tell you now, because we're in this situation that we're in. We can't go back, right? We got to understand. We probably made some mistakes. We probably got with the wrong person. Okay, cool. That's the past. We're here now. We're going to have to ask God on how to help us raise this boy into a man. He not my baby. I don't need him to be his. I'm not trying to be his best friend. You see what I'm saying? That's not my baby boy. We're trying to raise this young man, this young boy, because that's what he is right now, to a man. And as Eve said, with the Lord's help, I have produced a man. You're going to need the Lord's help. You're going to need to get him around praying. You're going to need to get him into the things of God. Well, he not ready. Is he living there at your house? And is he paying any bills? He eating up all your food? You buying him all his clothes and all these type of things? Baby, you don't got no wants right now. But see, that's that spirit of catering. Catering. Let me talk to you. Ooh. There's sometimes, because of the hurt that comes from relationships, single moms, what happens is you want to please and cater that young boy that you have. You want to make everything okay. You want to be best friends with him. You want to make it right. I don't, because you may be feeling less than sometimes. I'm hoping I can really talk to somebody's soul tonight. Get to the depth of your soul to uplift you in certain ways that you can start raising this young man instead of trying to baby him all the time. We have to raise these young men. Later, she gave birth to his brother and named him Abel. So she had Cain, and then it just said the next verse, she had another baby. See what I'm saying? See how God was just dropping babies in people? And I believe God can still do that. If you have faith, like if you get mustard seed faith, I believe God can still do that. Do y'all believe that? We got to get our belief up. Forget trying to get your dollars up. Get your belief up. Forget trying to get your followers up. Get your belief up. Do you believe? Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe what it says in Genesis? Do you believe what it says in Exodus? Or do you just like to hear it? Does it just make you feel good? I need you to believe what that preacher telling you. I need you to believe what that song is telling you. We believe it. And we show that we believe it by our actions. Some of y'all gotta, there's some important decisions that y'all got coming up. Guess what it's gonna take? Belief, faith. That's what it's gonna take to get you there. There's certain visions that you have in your mind that God has given you. There's beautiful businesses that God has given you in your mind. There's beautiful ministries that God has placed in your heart. Guess what it's gonna take? Faith, belief. There's a beautiful family that you have in your mind. You see it. You feel it. You see yourself being a wife. You see yourself being a husband. You see yourself being a pastor. You see yourself owning your own business. You see yourself in that house. You see yourself walking across that stage getting your master's degree. But guess what? You're going to have to believe. Pastor can't believe for you. Bishop can't do that for you. Sister Williams can't lay them hands on you all every Sunday. You're going to have to believe, baby. Now, when Abel was born, we still want to look at Cain, right? When Abel was born, listen, y'all got to understand, Cain was the only child at first. It was just him, Adam, and Eve. And they had, I mean, I guess they had the whole world. They was just out there, right? I'm just going off what the Bible tells me, right? I don't go into speculations or go too deep, and I don't open my eighth eye to see what was going on. I just go off what the Bible tells me. I don't get too deep with it because I got to live here in this world. So can y'all just be with me right here at 6:46 p.m.? So it says, when Abel was born, so Cain, like, man, you know how it is. When it's just you and, you know, probably somebody that you kicking with, or when it's just y'all two, or it's y'all three, y'all got familiar with it, and all of a sudden, boom, somebody else coming. And it's just like, what they doing here? We got to understand, these are humans. Cain was a human. He was getting all the attention from Adam and Eve and all them animals. Them animals just knew Cain. That was Eve, baby. Now all of a sudden, Abel come on. See, I want y'all to see it from Cain's point of view, and I want y'all to see that we have all been there. You ever been in high school and you was that person? You was the cute one. You was the sexy one. And then that new person, that new boy came to the school. That new girl came to the school. You ain't too sexy no more. Everybody else on a new player, on a new block. You ever had that feeling? You the little cute one at your little Walmart job. Yeah, everybody like you until they hire somebody new. Now you're not getting all the attention anymore. We all done been there. You was the person who sung the solos so well until God brought somebody else into his sanctuary and let you know he got other singers out here. You see? So we got a Cain was, he was dealing with some. He was dealing with some. Have you ever dealt with something like that? Have you ever had, it's okay to admit it. You don't got to say it out loud, but you can admit it to you. Have you ever had some jealousy? See, I wanna talk to you today. I wanna make you admit some things. Cause everybody ain't King David. Everybody ain't Paul. We got some what was his name? Oh my God, I'm forgetting his name. We got some Judases in this world. We got some Judases in the church, right? Everybody ain't Peter. I know we like to think that, and it, you know, when that preacher be up there preaching, we like to think that everybody in here don't know we got some Judases up in here, we got some Jezebels in here, and we got some Cains in here. Yeah. We got some people who are envy. So anyways, Abel then hopped on, and I want y'all to know the Holy Spirit was, hey, that probably affected Cain. And so I want to warn some people up in here too. Hey, you not going to always be number one. Ooh, I know that. Oh, man. Yeah. You not going to always be the funny one. You're not gonna be the, always be the attractive one. You're not gonna always be the best. Everybody is there's times and seasons. I'm here to ask you, and I'm here to encourage you. Can you get through those seasons that you're not getting the attention that you used to get? You're not getting those phone calls you used to get. You're not getting those text messages you used to get. You're not getting them DMs you used to get. Can you get through that season? Can you be okay with that? I know you was a little prom king and you was a little prom queen in your late yesterdays, but right now, hey, you just a bagger, and that's okay. Hey, you just the reception now, and that's okay. But you don't have to have attitudes because somebody walking in that's a little bit more, what's the word can I use? A little bit more seasoned than you in this season. It's okay. They don't think they all that. Cain, Abel didn't think he was all that. He just came in. See, what I seen from Cain also in this, he didn't know how to get favor with those who had the ear of God. He didn't know how to receive instruction from those who God called at that particular time because he wasn't called. What if it's a season that you just need to sit down? See, because I'm living in a generation that God calling everybody every day, every season, every hour, every minute. He just calling everybody. That's where I'm at in this generation. This generation, he can call everybody, everybody. But what if it's your season to sit down? So when they grew up, I'm in verse two. Y'all good? Somebody give me a thumbs up. I just want to make sure we good. Because it's so quiet on my side, so I just be like making sure that y'all can hear me and y'all following along, because I don't like to cast my pearls before the swine. Okay. When they grew up, Abel became a shepherd while Cain cultivated the ground. Okay? So we got two different job titles. That's all good. You know, it don't matter what your job is. What matters is what you produce and how you bring it to God. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Oh, I'm going to say that again, because I'm going to say that to my people at Walmart who pushing them baskets, my people who at Fiesta who bagging, my people who are cleaning hotel rooms, and my people who are janitors. I say all that because them all the jobs I had. It doesn't matter your job. It matters how you do it for God and what you bring to him. Your boy Abel, he was a shepherd. And if you do your study on, they take care of the sheep and do all those type of things. Sometimes they may have to clean up some things. Sometimes they be out there, they get dirty, they get nasty, they get funky. It's not a pretty job. Truth be told, let's be real, a shepherd boy in our society, he'll get looked down on. He ain't too good. He ain't somebody that most would date. Let's just be real. Let's go ahead and be real. Please miss me with all that. I'm looking at the heart. Okay, that's cute. That sound all right for your little after school program. But your boy Abel, who offered up the type of offering that God accepted, was a shepherd. I'm here to tell some of y'all skipping over people that's being accepted by God, and y'all following love with people who being rejected by God. Let me run that back real quick. I may chop and screw it so some of y'all in H-Town can understand it. I said, some of y'all are following in love with people who are being rejected by God, and y'all overlooking people who are being accepted by God. June 27th. Y'all already know what it is. But anyways, back to this word that I never left. Yeah. Stop rejecting people. Just because they may not fit what you... I'm not... First, listen. Let me move on from that. Because some of y'all going to have to just, you know, probably learn. You know what I mean? So check this out. Cain presented some of his crops when it was time for harvest. Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best portion of the firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel's and his gift, but he did not accept Cain's gift. So I want us to understand. Listen, y'all. Man, if you got rejected by God, you'll be mad too. Some of us get rejected on Facebook or Instagram, and we be in our feelings all day. Somebody don't like your post, and you be in your feelings all day. We got to understand why he was angry. I told y'all already he had a little, you know, Abel was, you know, the second born child. He was the young one. He was the baby. You know how that is. Oh, my God, Abel. Everybody paying attention to Abel now. And now he even got accepted by God? Oh, man. Again, I'm not here to paint what Cain did as right. I'm here to help us see Cain in us. Now the person that you hating on, now the person that you despise, they even getting accepted by God? I was here before you. I knew God before you. I was walking longer than you. Ooh, we see some of y'all mad at people who just got saved and they doing more than the kingdom than you've been doing, and you've been saved almost 20 years. Cain been knew God. He been knew the stipulations about God, and he still don't got it right. Do you got some Cain in you? Do you have some Cain in you? Because it says when they grew up. So that means they've been walking with God. It was Adam, Eve, and, you know, God will come holler at them every once in a while. He went on good. You know, he was still kind of ticked off at them a little bit. Do you understand why Cain was mad, though? Can you get his frustration? Can you get his envy? Can you get his anger? And again, I'm here to tell you, that's in some of y'all right now. You can't stand to see somebody's post. You don't got to say, it's tapping your heart right. You can't stand to see somebody. They just, when the sound of them or the sound of their voice or they just their face or when you hear their name, it just bothers you. Why? Because, you know, it seems like they just getting accepted in certain areas. that you getting rejected in. You been there before? Are you there now? Are you there now? But look, listen what it said. It said the Lord accepted Abel in his gift, but he did not accept Cain in his gift. Woo! Man, hey, reject me all you want on social media. Reject me all you want in my face. Reject me, despise me, don't like me. But man, to be rejected by God? Here's the thing that I want to give Cain credit for, though. At least he knew he was rejected by God. There's people right now that think they have a personal and they walking so close with God and God knows their heart. But man, they been rejected. Dikembe Mutombo style. This is why I want us to be in reality. See, there's some lives right now that's being rejected by God. There's some prayers right now that's being rejected by God because the way you offering up to him. See, I'm not your Sunday school teacher. I don't come to give you some after school dare program message. I come to bring you reality so you can get in it and start seeing the best yet to come. You haven't even experienced your best life yet. You don't even know what the peace of God that has for you. There's a certain peace that God has for you to walk in, but you're not walking in reality. You're walking in falsehood. There's certain desires and certain dreams and there's a certain lifestyle that you are coming to God asking for, and that's not his will for your life, and you are getting rejected. And then when you see others with a certain, I guess, lifestyle that you envy to have. Because at the end of the day, can you imagine some of us want certain things and then when we get it, we complain about it. Have you ever seen that? Oh my God, I cannot wait to get married. Get married and just complain about your husband, complain about your wife now. Oh my God, I can't wait to get the house. Now you complain about the bills. Oh my God, I can't wait to get that car. Now you complain about the gas. Oh my God, I can't wait to get that job. Now you complain about the boss, the hours, the overwork, underpaid. Ain't that something? The exact thing that you envy years ago, you complaining about it now. I was at the restaurant with my wife and my baby, and this go along with what I'm saying, if y'all can pay attention in the spirit. She wanted a lemon. And we understood she didn't really want no lemon. But she was so consistent and persistent with trying to get this lemon. We said, okay, we'll give it to you. She put the lemon in her mouth. Guess what? She had a sour taste. She made that face, you know, that face like, woo. She made that type of face. See, there are certain prayers that God is trying to tell you, you really don't want that. You really not ready for that. You really don't want that right now. You just want it because you see it or because you keep seeing it on Instagram. You keep seeing it on TV. You keep seeing it on the social media. You keep seeing it on your timeline and you think you want that. But I'm telling you, when you get it, it's going to put a sour taste in your mouth. Because you don't have the taste buds for it right now. See, some of y'all want to be husbands. You got to work your way up to that. That just don't happen overnight. You want to be a wife? That just don't happen overnight. See, your lifestyle got to change right now to become that. Because when you say I do, that just don't make you a wife. You got to start being a wife right now as we speak. You got to start being a husband right now as we speak. You want to be a millionaire? Well, you got to start spending money, thinking money, getting money like a millionaire right now. Your habits don't line up with your prayers. Ooh, bag that up again. Say that again, God. Your habits don't line up with your prayers. I see your prayer request, but your habits and your discipline don't line up with it. So it's making me look like, what? That's a double-minded mind right there. Unstable in all his ways. And that man, oh, he would not get nothing from God. James tell me that. Get your discipline, your actions, and your taste buds aligned with your prayer request. Before you come to God with your prayer request, ask yourself, in reality, not in this false Christian world that we live in. Some of us talking about, hey, I'm all about, let me say this, by the way, before I say it. The naming and claiming, you can name it. And I really believe in it. I do believe that. I think there's things that we can claim and we can speak into existence because the word of God tells us that. And that's what God says. But what I'm saying about this false reality that we live in, we got people who you may be in $1,000 debt and you ain't planning on paying it back, but you talking about God gonna make me prosperous. That's not the character of God, baby. Say player. That's not the God. Ain't janky. He ain't your little tax person that do your taxes and put extra kids on your taxes so you can get some extra money. That's not God. And by the way, tax season coming up. Y'all who claiming other people's kids, please don't put that on God and say he blessed you. Stop. That ain't God. Go ahead and claim your extra kid. Get your little extra money. But please don't say, oh, you know, God be looking out. No, he didn't. That was your tax man that looked out for you. Go ahead and put that on him. Don't put that on God's character. That's what's wrong with us now. We sitting up here crucifying and making God's character look like he's just some everyday person. He's not. He's not. And let me talk to my preachers out there. Hey, I need y'all to stop letting people make y'all feel bad because y'all speak with so much authority when you come with the word of God. Especially the man. If you a man and you preach and people say you sound mean, tell them because I got a deep voice. I'm not trying to sound nice and friendly. Go watch Friends if you want that. I'm here to bring the word of God with authority. That's why when Jesus used to preach, they used to say, who is this man who preached with so much authority? We never heard nothing like this. Who is this? Getting back to this word that I never left. Then in verse 6, God asks this question, why are you so angry? Let the Holy Spirit ask you that question real quick. I don't know what you're angry about, and you may say, I ain't angry. Well, I'm not talking to you. That's not for you. But if you're angry at something, if you're angry with somebody, if you're secretly angry, you know, we got a lot of secret angry people. They're smiling your face, but the whole time they just angry. They ready to, you know, people got a sneaky get back. They ready to get back with you at the right time. They've been saving it. You ever saved it? Okay, I got her. I can't wait. You secretly angry. You secretly got a plot. You scheming. You secretly not go like they picture. You secretly not go text them back. You secretly go miss their phone call. You know, just secretly angry. We believers, we can't be moving like that. Why? Because that weighed us down. See, all these little things that's in the spirit, or all these little secret emotions we have, and secret mad at people, and bitter at people, envy of people. I want you to know that's slowing down your walk. That's slowing down your race. If you're wondering why it's taking you so long to get your breakthrough, if you're wondering why it's so long to get things off the ground, that's like a runner who's running a 4.4 or 100-meter dash, and they got a whole weight jacket on. It's going to slow them down. I'm here to tell you, you got a lot of weight on you in the spirit, and it's slowing down your walk when it comes walking this thing out. That's why you haven't seen things produce. You're not seeing the kingdom of God produce in your life. Because you're heavy in the spirit. You secretly don't want to see people succeed. That has to get out of you. Not because you're trying to be this self-righteous person, but because I told you earlier, God has beautiful ministries with our names on it. My brothers and sisters in the faith. Whoever I'm talking to, man, but I'm in jail right now. God has a beautiful ministry with your name on it right now. Man, I'm broke right now. God has a beautiful ministry with your name on it right now. Man, I'm living back in my mama house. God has a beautiful ministry with your name on it. Man, I'm in all type of debt, man. I got all type of student loans, bro. You don't understand. Hey, God has a beautiful ministry with your name on it. I told you, I don't talk to people who not on the road of redemption. I told that to my homeboys when I went to the prisons. I told them, say, dog, hey, I don't talk to you if you're not on the road of redemption, bro. I'm not wasting my time with you. I want to link up with people who on that road up to redemption. I don't care about your past. I'm telling you, I don't care nothing about nobody's past, bro. Nothing about nobody's past, sis. I don't care what you done in your past. Think about the worst thing you can think of. And man, nah. That don't have nothing to do with the road to redemption. So if you on the road to redemption, Cain, in verse 6, why are you so angry? How can you be on a road to redemption? How can you be on a road coming back? You was a prodigal. You was lost, but you found now. Your eyes are open. What are you angry about? You got the mercies of God every morning. He wakes you up with the breath of his life inside of you. He wakes you. He gives you the desire to pray. He gives you the desire to read his word. He gives you a job to go to. He lets you sleep in this beautiful bed. You got AC. You got a beautiful car. You got a nice house. You got a pretty smile. You got beautiful skin. You beautiful. You got friends. You got some. What are you angry about? Why are you angry? Why you can't speak? I ain't speaking because I don't say I ain't speaking. Why you can't speak? I'm not talking about why you can't speak. Why you can't give? Why? See, that's why I want every single one of my brothers and sisters to be so liberated and understand the joy of walking on the road to redemption. Man, can't nobody steal that from you, man. I promise you. When you really on that road to redemption, nah. Nothing can get in your way, man. Can I mean, cause you like, okay, check, ride with me real quick. Check this out. Just imagine yourself being lost. Like when you used to drive somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And you lost in the middle of nowhere, but you finally get to a road and you see lights, or you see like, oh, that's the highway I was on. And you finally understand that, like, yo, I'm back on the right direction. And there's a certain joy that you get. There's a certain fear that comes away from you. And you know, oh, whew, glad I got back on the right track. That's the road to redemption, man. We back on the right track. So I'm here to tell you, man, you don't got nothing to be angry about. And that's what God asked Cain in verse 6. He said, why are you so angry, the Lord asked Cain? Why do you look so dejected? Why are you looking pitiful? Say, believer. I'm talking to believers. I'm talking to the sons and daughters of God. Why are you looking so pitiful? Why you look so downcast? Why you looking so depressed? Why you looking so tired? Every day you wake up, you should be looking like $1 million. Well, I don't got $1 million. I'm saying your spirit should be on $1 million. You shouldn't be looking dejected. You should look like you on the road to it. You should look like you going somewhere. You may not even be going anywhere, but you look like you going. You ever just look like you going somewhere? Look like you got somebody to talk to. Look like you got a job interview. I don't care if you don't have a job. Just look like you got a job. Matter of fact, look like you the CEO or something. Unemployed, but looking like a CEO or something. Why are you looking so dejected? Why are you looking so pitiful, basically? Why are you so angry? You got your ventures. Why we never see them? Ain't that what you got them for? Let us see them. Let us see those white teeth that you got. Smile. Y'all be singing a smile for me. Won't you just smile? Yeah. I mean, that's cute to sing on Sunday when you're going to church. But can you do it Monday through Sunday when you at work? Verse 7, you will be accepted if you do what is right. Now, I got to be real with y'all, though. When I read this, y'all got to understand who Cain came from, too, though. I mean, it's hard to, like, how can the kids do what's right when the parents ain't doing what's right? How can the kids do? You know, we setting our kids up for failure when we not being, when we getting rejected. What's in the line for them then? What's in the line for them? You know, some of us, we got to be real. We've been controlled and we've been mastered by sin, because guess what? That's what our parents was mastered by. That's what our parents was into. Our parents showed us how to sin. They showed us how to live a lifestyle of sin. They showed us how to be in bondage to sin and called it living life and called it having fun and called it you too young to be that serious. You know, we're talking about a man who was basically raised by Adam. And we see where Adam got us. You know, Adam had a very passive spirit. See, because when you read about him in the garden and he was right there, when Eve was about to, you know what I'm saying, do what she do with the apple. He just stood there. And now we see him with his son. We see he angry. We know that this man has an anger problem. We know he has some issues. As we read verse chapter 4, we can see leading up to it, Cain has some issues. This is what parents got to see, these type of things. But parents can't see it most of the time because they not even in the spirit. They not even trying to seek God like that. As we see the downfall of Cain, I want y'all to know it just didn't start with Cain. We got to go back to what it start. Hey, this came from Adam, man. Yeah, this came from Adam. And this is what I wanted us to see when we when we looked at Cain. Because, you know, we always just, Cain didn't come with a good offering. But who taught him? Listen, when Cain brought that offering to God, what was his dad at to say, "Say, Cain, let me holler at you for a minute, son. Yeah, let me tell you how you present yourself to God, man. Woo, 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 woo." That's the same thing with us young men out here, man. I'm trying to tell you, what dads are out here really teaching us how to walk with God? What dads are really out here showing us how to lay down our life for God? What dads is really out here showing us and telling us and really showing us how to abstain from the lust of this world? You know why they can't show us? Man, they caught up in it themselves, man. They in bondage to us to themselves. What dads can show us how to really get a breakthrough in the spirit when it comes to the things of God? What dads are out here really showing us how to fast? How to study the word of God. Think about it, man. Think about it in your community right now. Just think. It makes me mad to even think about it, man. So we spend most of our lives fighting bondages. What do you mean by that? But if you, it says in verse 6, verse 7, you will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you. But you must subdue it, and master it. Who is teaching us how to master sin? They teaching us how to master a basketball. Yeah, I see that every day. And I watch it, by the way. I'm not against basketball. But I'm saying I see how they teach us how to master a sport. How to master a song. How to master getting a man. How to master getting a woman. I see all that. How to master getting money, how to master owning your own business, how to master owning land, how to master all these, how to even get your masters. How do we master sin, though? Fathers. Yeah, no doubt. I'm holding Cain accountable. But Adam, what was you, dog? Oh, I know what you was. You was letting Eve eat the apple. Passive. See, the thing about a man, let me tell you something, and I'm so serious about this. In our generation, I'm talking to the man right now. Guess what we're going to have to do? Confront everything. Guess why we got to do it? Because the people before us, they didn't do it. That's why we in the situation that we in now. Ain't nobody confront nothing. Then nobody confront. They just let it slide by, and we all in the spirit of everybody just do whatever, get along, do woo 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 woo. We gonna have to be either we gonna confront it or we just gonna pass it on. Nah, man. I'm tired of being mastered by sin. Like it. I'm tired of being controlled by the things of this world, man. Like, what's that? What life is that? And what's crazy is we talk about these, like, all these people y'all see downfall, and all they was mastered by sin. That's nothing new. What we seeing. These are people who are being controlled and in bondage to sin. And truth be told, you being controlled by it too. See, sin is crouching at your door. That's why I don't understand why we think that can't be you. It's at your door right now. It's at your door right now. And when I say it's at your door, it's at your heart. It's right by your heart. It's ready to take over your heart at any moment. At any moment. I don't care how much you think you're righteous. At any moment, you can become something that you never even imagined you'll become. Why you say that? Because it said it's ready to master you. There's some people right now listening to me. God has delivered them from some things that had them in bondage for decades. Yeah, they powerful now, and they preaching now, and they praying now. But for decades, they was in sin. But God. Hey, think with me for a second. Listen to me. Everybody you see that they casting away, everybody that you see that they throwing away and they calling them this, I want y'all to know, hey, God can still use them though. Every single person that we canceling right now, that goes for women, men, all different colors, they done the worst of the worst. I want you to know, if God put his hand on their life, they can be on the road to redemption, and you may not even like it. See, it's all cool. It's all good when we say God can use anybody until he use somebody that you don't like. Then they may be something, I don't think God, nah, man. That's why I'm for team count. I'm for the council culture. I'm saying it right now. I wanna be a lawyer for all the people that everybody in this world counseling. I'm standing up for everybody that this world is counseling. Everybody that y'all wanna throw in jail. Everybody that y'all wanna put up under the jail. Everybody that y'all wanna be on death row. I wanna be the lawyer for them. Y'all must have forgot who God was using in his Bible. Y'all better read y'all word and understand the people God was using in his Bible. It'll be the same people y'all canceling today. They gotta turn them around. And man, now I ain't telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. I promise you, I don't get caught up in none of this stuff. People be all this, oh, he's so, man, I don't want to hear none of that. Because I promise you, if you knew me a couple of years ago, you probably wouldn't even speak to me. Probably would think I was a false prophet. I only talk to people who are on the road to redemption. That's how, hey, I promise you, that's how I see people in the spirit, man. I can tell when they on that road to redemption, man. I can see it. I can see it. They don't have time to worry about nobody else. They don't even got time to talk about nobody else. They don't got time to even judge because they know, man, any moment I can be back there. Any moment. I say any moment. Tomorrow I can be back there. Nah, what you mean, man? You nah, bro. You nah, any moment. Any moment. I ain't no different than that dude sitting in that prison, man. I'm no different. Only thing that, man, God put his hand on my life. That's it. God put his hand on my life. Do you hear me? He put his hand on my, man, I used to be in the after hours, after hours. I'm talking about I used to be in them clubs where people, they was just, I don't, man, you'd be like, what's going on up in here? I was in the club with them Benny Siegel lookalikes. Just rough. And God protected me. I done been in situations where I fell asleep in the parking lot. So nah, man. Everybody who getting counseled, I want y'all to know God can still use you. Everybody who getting counseled, everybody who getting death row, everybody who getting life in prison, everybody who they throwing away, I want y'all to know God can still use you. If you hear this, all you got to do is fall on your knees and ask God for repentance. Ask God to give you another chance and he'll use you. Care what these people saying, man. People didn't forgot who they is, man. Hey, check this out, my brother. Hey, no matter how far God take you, and he go take you far. I know that. I can see that. He go take y'all far, man. Hey, the key to it is always be that person that when you first met God, that's the key. That's the key to walking with God. Remember, just remember who you was when you first met God. Always, when they come up to you and say you so anointed, oh my God, who that was? Man, you remember who you was when you first met God. Don't let none of this stuff go to your head, man. Because guess what? It's gonna all fade away. It's all gonna fade away. It's all gonna fade away. And in one moment, if you do something people don't like, man, they'll cast you away like nothing. So don't even listen, never get high off people compliments. Why? Because it'll overdose you and kill you. Never get high off people compliments because you might overdose on it and it'll kill you. Let it bless you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. But I always remember who you was when God met you. Think about who you would be if you wasn't walking with God. Because some of y'all finna do some powerful things for God. I see that. I'm prophesying that over y'all. Y'all finna do some amazing things for God. Don't forget. Y'all finna be living in some beautiful homes. Y'all finna be driving some beautiful cars. Y'all finna have some beautiful businesses. You're about to have a beautiful job, a beautiful wife, a beautiful husband. Hey, don't forget. Don't forget you was a freak. Yeah, you wifey now, but don't forget. Yeah, you husband now, but don't forget you was out there wild like that. Yeah, don't forget. Don't forget you used to hit that crack pipe. Yeah, don't forget you used to roll up every single day. Don't forget you was addicted to pills. Don't forget you used to be in them strip clubs. Don't forget you used to be in that trap house. Don't forget God delivered you from prison. And you was about to do life, but they only gave you 10. Don't forget. Don't forget they ain't catch you with all of it. Yeah, don't forget, man. Don't forget. But anyways, I just want to let y'all know, don't forget. Man, I appreciate y'all coming out to the underground, a place to hear the word of God before you go 6 feet underground, a place to get into the word so the word of God get into you. And who am I? Man, I promise you I ain't nobody special. I'm just the voice of one calling out in the wilderness of America, telling everybody, to the dope house, to the crack house, to the strip club, to the church, to the White House, to the governor's mansion, to the mansions all over the world, to the prince, king of England. Man, y'all better repent and stop playing with God. Get your mind right. Get your life right. Get your heart right. You better repent. Yeah, I'm talking to everybody right now. Again, I like to say this. I'm talking to everybody, pretty people, poor people, black people, white people, rich people, Mexicans, Latinos, African, Nigerians, Zimbabweans, whoever. I don't know who you is. KKK, the Black Panthers. All y'all, man, y'all better repent and stop playing with God. To all the rappers, to all the basketball players, football players, man, y'all better repent and stop playing with God. But anyways, man, I wasn't trying to get y'all this whole buffet. I was just trying to get y'all celebrate this thing, man. It's the underground, man. I'm out. See y'all next time. Holla.